The girl entered the club car and directed Eddie to carry her suitcases to her compartment, and she would stay and have a cigarette. He mentioned the hat box again, but she giggled nervously and said no. He shrugged and left. She had dropped a flower. Roy thought it was a gardenia, but it turned out to be a white rose she had worn pinned to her dress. When he handed it to her, her eyes widened, as if she had recognized him from somewhere. But when she found she hadn't, her expression changed instantly. Sitting across the aisle from him, she fished out of her purse a pack of cigarettes and a lighter. She lit up and, crossing her heartbreaking legs, began to flip through a copy of Life. He figured she was his own age, maybe a year or so older. She looked to him like one of those high-class college girls, only with more zip than most of them, and dressed for 6 a.m. as the girls back home never would. He was marvelously interested in her. So much had her first glance into his eyes meant to him, and already felt a great longing in his life. Anxious to get acquainted, he couldn't figure out how to begin. If she hadn't eaten breakfast yet, and he could work up the nerve, he could talk to her in the diner. Only he didn't dare.